But before looking at the substance of the journals, it's worth considering their nature. They're truly first-hand accounts of cabinet meetings, and Hugh has already mentioned why that's significant and the lack of the absence of an official diary in this particular period. And it makes them a very important source, I think. And they cover the whole of Harcourt's period in the cabinet, 1907 to 1916. And they were derived from notes taken at cabinet meetings. Now, as I have mentioned, they did not come into the Bodleian with the bulk of Lewis Harcourt's papers in the 1970s and 80s. Though had we but known it, we did have a few scraps of the diary already for 1911 and 1912. Lewis Harcourt's papers, and you can see them in the online catalogue, if you'd like to just flick to that. Lewis Harcourt's papers include fairly comprehensive sets of printed Foreign Office telegrams, though the catalogue notes that a great many of these are wanting in the archival parlance. And so this is the catalogue entry for the Foreign Office telegrams, and it shows you that that numbers 11,665 to 6, for example, are missing. They're wanting. Well, we now know the reason for the disappearance of these Foreign Office telegrams from the sequence. The new tranche of papers that came in the metal deed box, that's the one, at the head of many of the 1914 and 1915 pages of the journal, Harcourt has written, copied literally from FO telegrams. And indeed, the contents of the trunk were many hundreds of pages of the journal written on plain paper. But as well as a journal, we received many other loose political papers. And in one carton, we found a series of the original Foreign Office telegrams with Harcourt's journal scribbled in pencil in the margins and on the reverse of the printed pages. If you'd like to just show the next slide. That's an example of one with the scribblings on there. And if you go on to the next one as well, this is actually a transcript of the very telegrams that were missing. It's on the very telegram that's missing, 11665. You note the number at the top corner there. That was the one that was wanting in the catalogue. And so there we are. And you'll see, if we go to the next slide as well, I think there's an example of the original. On the left is the original journal as it was scribbled on the back of the Foreign Office telegram, and on the right is the fair copy that he drew up the very same night. And you can see it says at the top, transcribed literally, I'm not sure he spelled that right, from notes made at cabinet on the back of FO telegrams. And there are just subtle changes in the tense and in the style of what's there. He has tidied it up slightly, but not much. They still read as very sort of staccato, up-to-the-minute reports of what's happening. He drops vowels. It sounds like he's writing it as it happens. He doesn't change it that much.